This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. First, it was $3 a gallon gas. Now the price has fallen below $2 at a growing number of area gas stations, all within a matter of just a couple of months. How is that possible? Sebastopol oil industry analyst Richard Heinberg says it was a convergence of several factors.
Just a few months ago, the dollar was losing value rapidly. Hedge funds were pouring loads of money into oil futures. Demand for oil was increasing, and supply was really not responding very much. And now we have almost the reverse situation, where the dollar is appreciating against other currencies. The hedge funds have taken their money out of oil futures because they have to cover their bets elsewhere. And there's reduced demand for oil and gasoline because of the overwhelming economic crisis that we're in.
All of those things affected only the demand side of the classic economic equation, Heinberg says, while worldwide oil supplies remained about the same. But now that's starting to change, too.
Now supply is declining because OPEC is reducing production because of the falling prices. Meanwhile, we have a report out from the International Energy Agency saying there's going to be an oil supply crunch over the next few years, even if there's overwhelming new investment in upstream production.
And that just isn't happening.
Even though now the price is very low, in a broader sense, we're far from being out of the woods because the low prices are discouraging investment upstream in new production, in exploration for oil, infill drilling in existing fields, and so on. And we'll see the results of that in a few years, where we won't have as much oil as we would have if those investments had been made.
Heinberg believes the record profits reaped by the major oil companies this year should be applied toward that goal.
Though I'm no friend of the oil companies, one has to understand that for companies of this size, the proportion of profit is no greater than you'd find in the pharmaceutical industry or many others. But what's happening with these profits? Are they just going to shareholders? Are they just going to buying up other oil companies? Or are they going into our collective energy future? Those profits should be going into the development of alternative energy sources, and in most instances, they're not.
Meanwhile, even as we enjoy paying less for each tankful, there's a gnawing worry that these lower prices will be short-lived. Heinberg suggests we should hope that's the case.
It's hard to say how long prices are going to stay in the range of $40, $50, $60 a barrel. It could be for several years if, in fact, the current economic crisis continues. If we have a full-blown economic depression over the next few years, we could see oil prices remain low simply because no one can afford to buy it. No one can afford to fill up their cars.
The federal government can help moderate the situation by encouraging investment in alternative and renewable energy sources, Heinberg says, and by imposing limits on speculators to minimize their role in driving the eventual future price increases. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.